This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. An incident over the Black Sea has further raised tensions over Russia's war in Ukraine, this time involving an American drone. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
A U.S. surveillance drone was flying a mission over the Black Sea.
This MQ-9 was operating in international airspace over international waters and posed a threat to nobody.
But the National Security Council's John Kirby says two Russian fighter jets flew near the drone.
It is not the first time, certainly in recent weeks, that there's been intercepts. It is the first time that an intercept resulted in the splashing of one of our drones.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon's chief spokesman, says one of the Russian jets hit the MQ-9's propeller.
Because of the damage, we were in a position to have to essentially crash it into the Black Sea.
Russia denies its plane struck the drone. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Matt Lee explains in an AP interview that it is not uncommon for the U.S. to fly drones in the area and that downing is a major issue.
This is a serious incident that will cause repercussions, particularly as it relates to the whole situation in Ukraine right now.
The Ukrainian military's ammunition needs will likely be high on the agenda Wednesday as U.S. defense leaders convene a meeting of defense officials from nearly 50 countries to discuss what Ukraine needs to fight off a Russia invasion. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is hosting the virtual talks from the Pentagon after several previous rounds saw the Ukraine Defense Contact Group gathering at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. This is VOA News. Opponents of French President Emmanuel Macron's pension plan are staging a new round of strikes and protests as a joint committee of senators and lower house lawmakers examines the contested bill. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The latest step in the legislative process to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64 is prompting a peak of political tensions. And one key question is, will the bill command a parliamentary majority? Unions are hoping that demonstrations across the country will further show workers' massive opposition to the plan and put pressure on legislators to reject the bill. The pension plan has been promoted by Macron as central to his vision for making the French economy more competitive. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Honduras President Xiomara Castro says her government will seek to establish diplomatic relations with China, which would imply severing relations with Taiwan. Castro said on her Twitter account Tuesday that she instructed the Honduran Foreign Affairs Minister to start negotiations with China and that her intention is to, quote, expand the borders with freedom, end quote. Honduras is one of the few remaining allies of Taiwan, and Castro's announcement represents a change in its diplomatic views. Hundreds of Israeli writers, artists, and intellectuals have called on Germany and Britain to cancel upcoming visits by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying his plan to overhaul Israel's judicial system has put the country on a destructive course. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
The legislation to weaken Israel's Supreme Court was accepted by a parliament vote and will be passed to the Special Committee of Amendments. Israeli demonstrators blocked roads to government offices in Jerusalem the following day. The move gives Netanyahu's coalition control over the appointment of the nation's judges. They say the plan is a long overdue measure to curb what they see as outsized influence by unelected judges. But critics say the plan will destroy Israel's fragile system of checks and balances. I'm Karen Chamas.
Facebook parent Meta will slash another 10,000 jobs and will not fill 5,000 open positions. As the social media pioneer cuts costs, the company said Tuesday it will reduce the size of its recruiting team and then make further cuts in its tech groups in late April and in its business groups in May. An unrelenting cyclone Freddy that is currently battering southern Africa has killed at least 56 people in Malawi and Mozambique since it struck the continent for a second time on Saturday night. Authorities in both countries have confirmed. The cyclone lashed over Mozambique and Malawi over the weekend and into Monday. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.